When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Beth wrote to us, said, "Hey there, Ben and Kelly. I have three wonderful sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We're all married, live within about an hour of each other. I need advice, though, on how to deal with a delicate situation involving my sister, quote, Kim."
Okay.
Kim's married to a sweet lady named Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
"For years, we have regularly planned sister activities every few months, usually dinner, rare weekend getaway. My issue is that Kim always brings Lisa along to these sister gatherings."
Mm.
"Before Lisa and Kim were married last year, these were always sister-only activities. None of the rest of us bring our husbands or kids. We always include Lisa in other social activities, and I really do like her, but I miss a dynamic of sister-only time. I've talked about this with my other sisters. They agree that they would prefer that Kim always didn't bring Lisa. I feel we should discuss this with Kim, but I don't want to hurt her feelings or make it feel like we're discriminating against her and Lisa."
Mm.
"Any advice?"
Oh, that's tough.
That is tough.
Man.
Because you don't want them to feel like, you know, we don't love her as much as part of the family.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it is possible to love someone and care for someone, but then also not want that person involved in you know, certain aspects of your life. You know,
sister time should just be sister time because, again, you know, Lisa wasn't there for all of the growing up sister experiences and
right.
probably feel left out of the conversation a lot of time. Then that puts the pressure on the other sisters to try to include her a lot when, you know, maybe they want to have conversations that Lisa wouldn't know about
and
reminiscing when they were kids.
And Beth hasn't said it, but maybe, you know, Kim's marriage is the most recent and she and her wife are still kind of in that honeymoon phase and she wants to, you know, bring around and make it, let her have that same sort of bond that she and the other sisters have. I don't know. But maybe it's as simple as just saying, hey, no spouses. This is a, hey, can we just do a no spouse weekend here? Or this is a no spouse sort of thing.
I think that's the way you approach it so that it doesn't feel or sound like they're singling her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's like the obvious, like she's the only one.
Well, I was going to say now after the fact of several times, it's now, hey, by the way, let's do a weekend and let's just keep it spouse free.
But saying it that way, though, kind of does. Let you know, like, hey, this is the way we've been doing it. We've been keeping up our end of the bargain.
I mean, I feel like this,
we've been sticking to that rule.
I feel like the sister Kim should know that.
Like, she should.
I feel like she should.
She
was a part of it before.
Yes.
You know, she got married and.
But I guess she feels because her spouse is a woman, she gets to be automatically included in the sister
In girl time. Yeah, maybe she like equates it as like, okay, this
girl
is like girl
time
instead of sister time. Yeah.
Well, then we need to, the other sisters need to reiterate this is sister time.
All right.
And we need to, we've got things that we talk about that we don't talk about with others.
Yeah. Yeah, because
right?
How are we going to gossip about our spouses if
exactly.
one of the spouses are there?
Exactly.
I don't know if that is an easy fix or not, but maybe it is.
I feel like it should be. Like, that should be a way that Kim will understand it without, again, feeling offended that they're singling out her spouse.
Yeah, Julie comments on Facebook, it's a spouse-free weekend. Sister's weekend, just be kind, and I think she'll understand. And Sarah also comments and says, my sisters and I do this regularly, and we just say no spouses. It's that simple. Do some activities with the spouses, and then some without.
Yes.
So,
that's what everybody's saying. Like, it doesn't have to be that difficult. Just say, hey, just a reminder that this weekend, spouse free.
All right. Well, hey, cool. If there's anything else you want to add, if you have a story of your own, feel free, 502-795-1997. But yeah, I think it sounds easy.
In theory, it's easy to say. Now, if maybe Kim is the type of person where it's not going to be that easy for her to hear and could cause some drama, which is why Beth is trepidatious about it.
Right. And then maybe what are the words to kind of tiptoe around that or say that to her to without hurting feelings and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, all right. So if you want to comment, 502-795-1997. yeah, group therapy. Beth appreciates and looks forward to sister time with her and her three sisters every few months. But one of her sisters has been inviting her wife along, and Beth loves her sister-in-law, but doesn't necessarily want her there all the time.
Exactly.
Right?
And so how do you gently tell her that without her feeling offended or singled out?
Yeah, and we all kind of landed on, you know what, it just needs to be a, hey, this time maybe a spouse's spouse-free zone, and you know, maybe later we can jump into a sort of double date, triple date, quadruple date sort of scenario. Now, Brooke, what's your thought?
I have two younger brothers, and my youngest brother, his girlfriend, love her to death, but she always tags along. Occasionally we have sibling day and maybe go out to lunch or, you know, have an evening for dinner or whatever, but occasionally the girlfriend tags along. And as much as we love her, you know, it takes away from the one-on-one attention to your sibling.
Sure.
Yes.
Their attention is kind of put on, you know, their spouse or their significant other being there. Even though you're having sibling time, it's really not 100% sibling time. So
right.
I think if it were me, I would just say, you know, let's do just sibling weekend, and maybe the next time that we all get together, let's just do siblings and their spouses.
Yeah.
And if it hurts their feelings, then you can say, hey, I just really miss the time with you.
Right.
I love them dearly. I appreciate that you have such a great relationship, but I miss the time with you. I'm just really needing that. And, you know, maybe next time we can do spouses, or she can come along next time, but we just really need this weekend just sisters.
Yeah, Brooke, because how can your brother give you an atomic wedgie and a noogie without the girlfriend getting offended or having some sort of feelings, right?
Exactly. And
O-M-G.
That is a fucking suck. Like, I miss that time, you know? You just
yes.
miss that one-on-one. And,
right.
And sometimes the things that spouse may be a little judgy about, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Things that my brothers say and do, and other people would probably look at us like we're, you know, half crazy, but that's our thing.
Yeah.
And if the spouses are along, they look at us like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
I
just need that time with my brothers. I just
yes.
need that time that you can just be you and no judgment, no nothing.
I like that. All right, Brooke. Hey, I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too. Yeah, how are you going to sit there and call your sibling names or to have these little inside jokes that maybe the spouse or the girlfriend or boyfriend just doesn't understand?
Yeah,
and
I feel like you cater the conversation to include
right.
the outsiders, right? Like the
right.
people that didn't share the experiences when you
right.
were kids and that kind of stuff. Like those are the kind of stories you love to talk about
yeah, for sure.
when you get together with your siblings and then they weren't there to experience it and it's kind of awkward and they're not a part of the conversation and then you feel like you need to include them. It's just, you don't the kind of stress.
yes. All right. So I think we kind of landed on it. Things worked this out pretty well.
We remind your sister Kim, it's a spouse-free sisters get together.
Yeah, and then offer up the double date later, and just say, hey, you know what, we're going to get together, you know, with spouses and stuff like this at this time, but this just needs to be sisters. So all right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.